morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is July 29th, 2021. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by 100 Love Spells. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "If it could only be like this always, always summer, always alone, the fruit always ripe," by Evelyn Waugh. So, what are we drinking today? We are drinking Moon Cycle Mood Manager Tea from the twigandfeather.com. I'm going to pour myself a cup because I drank all of my last cup. So this tea has lemon balm, chamomile, rose, cardamom, cinnamon, and oat straw. So today I figured we would talk about cardamom. I'm a huge fan of cardamom. I like to put it in my hot chocolate. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the health benefits. And this comes to us from healthline.com. First of all, it is an antioxidant. Cardamom may be helpful for people with high blood pressure. It may contain cancer-fighting compounds. The compounds in cardamom may help fight against cancer cells. Studies in mice have shown that cardamom powder may increase the activity of certain enzymes that help fight cancer. It may protect from chronic diseases thanks to anti-inflammatory effects. Inflammation occurs when the body is exposed to foreign substances. So when you have anything that's antioxidant, it can help protect the cells from the damage of the foreign substances, which causes inflammation. So almost any time anything is anti-inflammatory, it is going to, or has high antioxidants, it's going to help with anti-inflammatory effects. It may help with digestive problems, including ulcers. Cardamom has been used for thousands of years to help with digestion. It may treat bad breath and prevent cavities. The use of cardamom to treat bad breath and improve oral health is an ancient remedy. It may have antibacterial effects and treat infections. Cardamom has antibacterial effects outside of the mouth and may treat infections. Research shows that cardamom extracts and essential oils have compounds that fight several strains of bacteria. It may improve breathing and oxygen use. Compounds in cardamom may help increase airflow to your lungs and improve breathing. It may help lower blood sugar levels. One study found that feeding rats a high-fat, high-carb diet caused their blood sugar levels to remain elevated longer than if they were fed a normal diet. When the rats on this diet were given cardamom powder, their blood sugar did not stay elevated for longer than the blood sugar of the rats on normal diets. So a few other health benefits. It helps with liver protection, anxiety, and can be helpful with weight loss. So, all right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from the New York Times. Meet the Water Witches of California. Wednesday, the demand for non-scientific water finding services shows the desperation of farmers during a deepening drought. So this was written by Livia Albeck-Ripka. So she writes, "Good morning. I first heard about the occult practice of water divining in Australia." Side note, Kiki has a whole article in her book, A Curious Future, about water divining. Much like in California, heat, drought, and wildfires ravaged landscape. In the country's most recent drought, farmers contended with shrinking aquifers and drying up rivers, while cities came close to running out of water. The impacts of climate change wreaked havoc on the environment, threatening Australia's very way of life. "These similarities were clear when I arrived in America last month," she writes, "only to be met with a blistering heat wave across the western United States that melted roads and obliterated previous heat records. In Sonoma County, the region where I live, farmers' taps are being switched off, and the vintners are digging even deeper for water. The situation is desperate, and I wondered who might benefit from that desperation. Quote, I don't want to say business is booming or business is good, but business is very, very, very busy. Augie Gardino, a second-generation well driller based in Santa Clara County, told me, quote, when business is good for us, it's not good for the rest of the community. He says, it's similar to being a mortician. Quote, this is the busiest I think I've ever been in my life. He said, Thompson 53 is a water diviner or water witch. He says he can locate groundwater in the fractions of the Earth's bedrocks using just two rods and a hunch. The method is thought to have come into vogue in the Middle Ages in Europe and is totally without scientific merit, according to National Groundwater Association. The group of experts, including hydrogeologists, that promotes responsible water use. But that has not stopped farmers and land managers from hiring Thompson, a second-generation water diviner based in Santa Rosa, who formerly co-owned one of Northern California's largest well drilling companies and claims to have found thousands of underground water sites across the state. Oof, man. Thompson says, this is the worst drought I've seen in my lifetime. In California, we're going deeper and deeper. Wow. Yeah, that's really interesting. So, they're using what are they called? The two rods. They have a name that's escaping me right now. But wow, having to hire water diviners to find water. That's how bad it is. That's crazy. But if you want to read more of the article, there is a link in the podcast description. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, July 29th. The waning gibbous moon continues its pyro adventures in Aries today. Here, the prevailing energy is the moon's trine to the sun. When the sun and the moon support each other through trine, we become very aware of how our moods are influencing our day and our perceptions of the world around us. It's easy to blame everyone around us or the situations we encounter for the hardships that we experience. It's a little more difficult to go internal and try to shift our perspective so that we can see the bigger picture. Use this energy to adjust your perception. Have the day that you deserve to have, and don't let anything around you distract you from that goal. Your daily moon mantra is, we should love ourselves so fiercely that when others see us, they know how it should be done. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
There are a lot of misconceptions about love magic. Many people think love and their mind gutters to romance and sex. Love is more than that. It is love for family, friends, lovers, self, and pets. It is about courage, healing, and confidence. From rituals, charms, recipes, affirmations, and tips, we offer over 100 ways you can bring love into your life. The power of love is alive. Diverse in practice and style, 100 Love Spells is a compendium of love magic brought to you from the various witches and authors of Witch Way magazine. Packed with practical magic for the novice and expert alike, this book offers a bit of magic for all the world's love witches. With these easy-to-master spellcasting tips and tricks, you will learn how to attract love and spells for confidence, glamour, and passion, see your destiny with the power of divination, conjure love potions and edible magic for your heart's content, awaken lust and celebrate your sensuality, understand the ethics of love magic and free will. Whether you are looking for new love, strengthening an existing one, or healing yourself in the process, 100 Love Spells is for those looking to enhance their lives with the potent and powerful magic of love. All right, so We have a question. So I actually answered this question during the live recording on Friday, but it got cut out. So we're answering it again today. This question comes to us from listener Callisto. Callisto writes, "My husband and I had a very rough night last night, and I found myself tipsy in the bath. We moved at the end of last year, and we used to have a very large hot tub. It just occurred to me this morning that every time my heart has felt sad over the last few years, I always retreated alone to the hot tub. And now I just instinctively retreated to our tub. I've never looked much at water magic. This is making me think that I should, that maybe there's a reason my body and brain want to be in water whenever I am sad." So I think this is a great example of like intuitive witchcraft. So one, Callisto, it sounds like you totally should get into water magic. And there is a book, it's called Water Witchcraft. It has a blue cover. It's kind of, it's like the cover's illustrated, that talks all about water magic. And you could have a natural inclination towards it. But sometimes I feel the same way, you know, and I think it's not just about the fact that, I think there's two parts of it. I think magically, yeah, water is the element of emotion, right? It's about feeling and emotions and changing. And I don't think I would be surprised if you didn't feel better in water. Water is also very healing. So it makes sense that when you feel hurt or sad or whatever, it just feels good to be in the water. On the flip side of that, I think psychologically, the tub is kind of like our private world, right? In a tub or a hot tub or a bathtub, like it's almost like it is a world unto itself. You go in there, unless you are a pet parent or a parent of young children, normally when you go in the tub, it is just you, right? It's your space to feel your feelings, to be in your feelings, you know, to think and to just, it's really the only place, at least I can think of, where you have complete freedom to just feel what you're feeling. And I think that's very powerful. And I think it's very highly underrated. Sometimes I think the world would be a better place if people allowed themselves to just stop and feel their feelings. So I'm not surprised it makes you feel better. It's also, again, it's your private space. It's your space. Like there's nothing more private than a tub, right? Because it's just you and you get to sit there and you get to lay there and for as long as you want and you can think and chill and you're not expected to do anything. It's not like you're expected to cook or clean or whatever. You're just expected to be there and to it allows your mind to think and to process and to feel. So that's my reasoning, I think, to why it feels good and why we have the instincts to be in the tub. So let's see what everyone else said. Nova said, "I actually had this discussion not long ago with a friend. What we surmise is it's a form of grounding and releasing." Yeah, totally. Water is one of the strongest conduits and one of the elements. By doing this or lighting candles or going outside or just breathing, you're grounding and releasing negativity. Yeah, I agree. I think that's pretty much... Oh, yeah, Nicole also recommended the book Water Witchcraft. And she linked it. Perfect. Awesome. So I think that's pretty much it. I think it's... Water is really good for healing and for emotions, but also just psychologically, like, that's your space, and that's always been your space, you know? All right, witches. It looks like we have a write-in from listener Morgan. Morgan writes, "Witch win. I've been listening for a while and I love the show, but never felt like writing in. Anyways, I have a witch win related to your recent episode about deities. Over the last few months, I've been working with the Egyptian goddess Isis, and more recently, her husband, Osiris, over the week leading up to the episode. I'd been wondering in the back of my mind if she was okay with that choice, and if she and I were still okay. I guess maybe working with the husband? Then you had the deity episode, and you mentioned the lotus flower as well, which I strongly associate with my goddess. I took that as a sign that she was aware of me and we were still in a good place. I've gone on to continue to work with both deities, and I'm learning to be more aware of the signs they send to me. Oh, Morgan, I'm so happy for you. That is a witch win. All right, speaking of water, we are going to talk a little bit today about spirits that haunt the water. And this is from the July 2021 issue of Which Way magazine and writer Samantha Lee Curran. So when you think of haunted entities, you might imagine Victorian houses in the middle of abandoned forests or porcelain dolls with eyes that follow you wherever you go. Rarely do you think of entire bodies of water as being haunted, but many are. While all bodies of water are alluring, some are more so than others, with tragic stories and otherworldly energies attached to them. When fatal events happen near a body of water, the spirits or ghosts of those involved are sometimes left behind. They cannot move past what ties them to that specific place, and that energy lingers, creating a magnet for unexplained happenings and sometimes further horrific events. First, we're going to look at the Devil's Pool in Australia. The Dreamtime legend of the Aboriginal community of Babinda tells the story of Ulana, a young Aboriginal woman who was married to the respected elder Waruno. After Ulana wed Waruno, she fell in love with a young man, Diga, from another tribe. The pair eloped and fled into the valley, where they were caught by elders of the tribe. Ulana managed to escape her captors, but when she realized she could not be with her lover, Ulana drowned herself in the waters of the Babinda boulders and called for Diga to follow her. Her cries turned the still water into rapids, which have now claimed the lives of 19 people, most of them young men. Our next one is Manchac, Louisiana, in the U.S. So, let's see. According to local lore, the Manchac Swamp is cursed. Julia Brown was a local voodoo priestess who lived amongst the swamp, and the townspeople came to her for charms and curses. Julia would sit on her porch singing to herself, "One day I'm going to die and take the whole town with me," as she felt that she had been taken for granted. On September 29, 1915, the day of Brown's funeral, a hurricane appeared out of nowhere and swept through Louisiana. The hurricane took the lives of almost 60 people in the town where Brown lived and a neighboring settlement, leaving the entire area destroyed. It is believed that the swamp is haunted by Julia's spirit, along with those who perished in the hurricane. Our next story was actually one of the inspirations for the movie The Ring. And there's also a really great little cartoon about this whole thing on YouTube, which maybe I'll put in the Facebook group because that is how I got all of my pronunciations for this one. So this one is Okiku in Japan. So as legend goes, Okiku worked as a servant in the mansion of a married samurai, Aoyama, who set his sights on Okiku and who desired her to be his mistress. However, she refused numerous times and he became enraged. One of Okiku's responsibilities at the mansion was to look after 10 valuable plates. Aoyama hid one of these plates and threatened to tell the public that Okiku had stolen it to coerce her into becoming his mistress. When she refused once again, he tortured and killed her, throwing her body into the well. Okiku managed to enact her revenge from the grave, haunting Aoyama at night until he basically went insane. To this day, Okiku's voice can be heard from the well, counting the valuable plates and shrieking once she reaches to number 9. All right, our last story is Bride's Pool in Hong Kong. On the day that a young bride's life was about to begin, she lost it instead. On a stormy day, the young bride traveled to her wedding, carried by 4 porters in a sedan chair. When one of the porters slipped in the rain, he began to fall down the waterfall that flowed into a natural pool below. He dragged the young bride along with him, and they both drowned in the water. There are reported sightings of a young woman dressed in red, sitting by the water and brushing her hair. Legend says the spirits in the pool are lonely and looking for companions, and strange incidents have been occurring there ever since. All right, witches, I hope you enjoyed the spooky spirits legends. Because, yeah, it's Halloween now. That's all. All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode, The Witch Daily Show. I do want to give some shout-outs. My first shout-out is for listener Amy Sue. Amy, you earthy, poetic spider queen. I also want to give a shout-out to listener Miriam. Miriam, you starry-eyed, dapper Valkyrie queen. And then finally, Spence. Spence, you insidious, glittery tiger cub. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate you. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card today is the moon. The moon is all about mysteries, unknown, and desires. Timing, it's all about phases. Yes or no, unsure. What do we think about when we stare up at the moon? Questions, mysteries of the world, and our fantasies. What do we really want? What is hidden within the darkness watched over by the moon? Witches practice under its light. Those with ill intent embrace what it hides. Its phases control the tides and even ourselves. When we embrace the changes of the moon, we can find harmony. When we fight its pull, it can cause lunacy. All readings, what do you really want? Are you going to fight the pool? All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. Hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.